The word omnipotent means having unlimited power or authority. Thus, when we say that God is omnipotent, we are saying that God is not limited in power by what he can do. In the Old Testament, we read about a promise that God made to Abraham and Sarah, namely that they would have a son. In Genesis 18 and verse 13, it says, "The Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? When Sarah heard the promise, she laughed within herself, because she thought it impossible for people of their age to be able to have a child." In verse 14, the God said, "Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son." It was by the power of God that Abraham and Sarah were able to have a child in their old age. In the book of Luke, in chapter 1 and verse 30, we read a story about the angel Gabriel and a woman by the name of Mary. It says there, "And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." Dropping down to verse 34. "Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." The message that Gabriel brought to Mary was that she was going to have a son. This, of course, was unusual because Mary was a virgin, and her reaction was understandable when she said, "How can this be, seeing that I know not a man?" The angel Gabriel replied in verse 35, "The power of the highest shall overshadow thee." It was by the power of God that a virgin was able to bring the Christ into the world. There are many other stories throughout the Bible that illustrate to us the power of God. It was the power of God that delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace. It was the power of God that delivered Daniel from the lion's den. It was the power of God that parted the Red Sea. It was the power of God that caused the sun to stand still in the days of Joshua and allowed the children of Israel to defeat their enemies. In the New Testament, we read about the power of God calming the storms on the Sea of Galilee. We read about the power of God over disease and sickness and the casting out of demons. And on one occasion, the power of God took 5 loaves and 2 fishes and fed over a multitude of 5,000 men. The message for us today is that God can do anything. Therefore, we should have faith and confidence in him and in his ability to provide for us and do things. For with God, there is nothing that shall be impossible.